handle the truth.
Don Lemon.
From my New York studios up in Harlem. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I've discussed this issue on TJMS, but this time I think we need to discuss it even more, because I can't tell you how many people said to me about Sandra Bland's death being officially ruled a suicide. We just don't do that. And by we, they mean black people. We can debate whether she took her own life. That's a whole other thing. We can do that. But certainly her family doesn't believe that she did. But to say that we, black people, don't commit suicide is just not true.
It's not true.
Right? You remember Don Cornelius, right? Mm. Just in reference to young people in their teens and 20s, a 2009 National Institutes of Health study found that, quote, suicide is the third leading cause of death in all teens in the United States. Historically, black teens and young adults have lower suicide rates than white teens, but in recent decades, the suicide rate for black youth has increased dramatically. Teenagers up until their 30s has increased dramatically. To ignore this fact and to boil it down to old-fashioned thinking like we just don't do that is to do a disservice to Ms. Bland and to the millions of young people who suffer from depression and other mental health issues. Recently for the Huffington Post, and I think you guys should all read this, Reverend Dr. Susan K. Smith wrote a very persuasive and moving article about this issue. In the article, Dr. Smith tells the story of two young African-American women who by all accounts appear to be well-adjusted, yet within the span of 6 months, she said both of them tried to commit suicide. Smith writes, quote, they were feathers in the caps of their parents. One even prayed with a group of older women when her young cousin had apparently tried to commit suicide, and her prayer was powerful, yet 6 months later, she herself had tried to take her own life. Now, what made the situation and others worse, not only the mentality among whites, but especially among African Americans, she said, that getting psychological help or admitting mental illness is somehow blasphemous or against God's will. That all one needs are Jesus and a pastor. That, as she writes, this is nothing but the devil. But everyone, the devil is really in the details, because a British Journal of Psychiatry found that black women are more likely than girls of other ethnicities to self-harm. That means cutting, like the types of scars the autopsy revealed about Ms. Bland. Last year, writer Janelle Harris wrote a lengthy piece about the dangers of ignoring the crisis of cutting and self-harm among black children. Harris's first words out of the gate, this was March 1 of 2004, were, today is Self-Injury Awareness Day. It hardly gets a passing mention across most African-American media platforms because it's not a black issue. On the contrary, it is, she says. I encourage you to read that too. Mm. And I encourage all of you to do some research on mental health issues. It's not just a white thing. Never has been. But now even more so. If you really care about Sandra Bland, those who self-diagnose or those who are clinically depressed, educate yourself. Young lives and some older ones depend on it.
Do you think Sandra Bland's family even suspected for a minute that she might commit suicide?
I don't know about, I hate to talk about the family because my heart goes out to them, but most people don't know. If you've ever been affected by it, if you've ever known someone who has done it or tried it, all the time, you don't know most of the time. It can be people riding high. You could say, you know, oh my gosh, Thomas, me would never.
I said the same thing about a friend of mine who committed suicide. And I said, no way. He would never go out like that. If he went out any kind of way, he'd go out in
a hell of
bullets, you yeah, know. Yeah. And he committed suicide.
And did his behavior beforehand indicate anything to you that
no,
you might think?
No, yeah. No. He talked trash consistently.
Well, there yeah, you go. We don't know.
And that's why I asked, do you think Sandra Bland's family ever thought that she might commit suicide?
Probably not.
Yeah. All right.
Just to be honest, probably not.
All right, done.